Happy opening day. Major League Baseball is back in full swing. The Giants in action right now against Yu Darvish and the San Diego Padres. What's happening, everyone? This is Drapes. I got my guy Jay behind the boards. We're going to be talking baseball, Sacramento Kings. We got to talk about Draymond as well, as you're listening to The Drive Guys here on Sactown Sports 1140. Hit us up 916-339-1140. That's how you can talk to us. You can always text us at the same number, and I see you on the YouTube chat as well. Hit us up, Sactown Sports 1140. No Kevin Gleason today, Jay. No Whitey. And I tell you what, we'll get into baseball. We'll get into basketball. But, Jay, I got to send a message to Whitey out there. He's dealing with some family stuff. He's worried about missing a day or two of work.
Right.
I'm like, bruh, this job is going to be here when you get back.
Absolutely.
We're not operating on any surgeries or heart surgeries. Ain't life or death over here. Bruh, take the time you need to handle your business.
Very true. I second that. You know, and I tease Whitey quite a bit, but he has been around for my lifetime, and I know I'm dating him here, but he's been around Sacramento radio and Bay Area radio as long as I've pretty much been alive. And so he's a legend around here. Man, take your time, brother. No one's trying to replace the chair.
Right.
Like you said, we don't need you to be a surgical tech. We don't need you to pass the instrument. You know, you're not going like how you would do. You're not traveling with the team and have to do play-by-play. Take your time, man.
Right.
Take your time.
This is what it's for, man.
Yes, sir.
You know, especially when you got family.
Family first.
Come on, man. At the end of the day, when it's all said and done and you go to those pearly gates, they're not going to be like, dang, you missed that show on March 28th. You know what I mean? Nope. You can't come in. You missed that show on March 28th. So we got you covered, Whitey. Hopefully he's back tomorrow for that major Kings game. Coming up in just a little bit at the bottom of the hour, our guy Bip Roberts. Your boy, Jay, Oaktown's finest.
Oh, yeah, man. Love Bip. I think you told me you had an opportunity to work with Bip a day or two.
Yep.
And that's what it is. And he just texted me back. He was like, hey, I'm in the car. So as Bip is doing Bip, you know, slide through the 510, or I believe he's in the East Bay now, like Antioch, Pittsburgh, around that way. But, yeah, love Bip, man. Actually, Bip was one of the guys I had an opportunity when I was in high school to go out and have a camp. And, you know, learn from some good infielders. J-Roe, Jimmy Rollins, one of my favorite ball players. And Bip was one of those guys, man. Just tremendous cat. Just a tremendous cat, man.
Yeah.
Love Bip.
The thing about Bip, he keeps it real too, man. And he's always out there representing Oakland. Obviously finished his career with the A's. We'll ask him about the A's situation. We'll also ask him about the Giants, who are in action right now. And they're up 1-0 over the Padres on the road down in San Diego. And I'm looking at the ballpark, man. That's when you know spring is here. Like, the sun is shining out there. Like, baseball is back as Fernando Tatis Jr. is at the plate. Let me ask you, Jay, because you're a baseball guy. That's your number one sport, right? You're rocking the White Sox jersey right now. Are you a White Sox fan, too?
No. Okay. So, you know, this is going against the grain. I'm reverse boycotting against the Oakland A's. You should know that, Drake. We've had this conversation 100 times.
Yes.
I'm in the midst of not wearing any Oakland A's gear. I can't do it,
bro.
Man. Like, and I have some hats I never got off. They got stickers still on them. Got a couple shirts, hoodies. Yeah, I even got a backpack, man. Like, somebody bought my, I think my mom bought me or something a couple years ago. And has Oakland A's still in the package, bro.
Really?
Literally. And I just can't bring myself to bring it out.
No, let me. Because I like to parse through the words, Jay. I like to see through the periods and the commas. Because as of now, they're going to Vegas.
Yeah.
Are you done with the A's totally?
I mean, I've been done with them the last couple years. You know, and we talked about it yesterday. I've yet to hit the ballpark in the last couple of years. And it's just, you know, I just can't bring myself to pay John Fisher. And I know it's about the
owner, right?
Absolutely.
Yes, right.
Like, that's my whole ordeal. Don't get me wrong, Drapes. The city of Oakland has some dirt, blood, mud. You know, they're not unfilthy as well.
Yep.
Like,
there's
some things that should have went happen. We saw, you know, the Raiders leave. I think the writing was on the wall with the new ownership of the Warriors. Like, they always kind of wanted to get back to the city, San Francisco. But, I mean, they're getting ready to go 3-for-3.
Right.
They're getting ready to be Hall of Fame status in a minute on losing, you know, organizations. Right. Mm. And so it's not the city too, but for the people, again, man, it's the bartenders. It's the ushers, the peanut folks, the parking, you know, like I love my people in Oakland. Right. I love the town. I love the folks that work for the A's, but I just can't, you know, you say it quite a bit. Two ways to get after. You can boo.
Right.
Or you can hold your wallet.
Hold your wallet.
Right?
Yep.
And I just been choosing to hold my wallet. So, you know, around here, everybody, they want, I think our boss man put it together, you know, opening day for baseball, Rocket jersey. So I'm like you now. With baseball, when you were growing up with basketball, I'm taking players.
I
was a huge Frank Thomas guy.
Yes, okay.
So
okay.
I brought the Big Hurt back out the closet, which I hadn't worn in years, and it won't be. Hopefully I'll get it signed in a couple of months, which we may be able to announce that soon. But he'll be in Sacramento soon, so stay tuned.
Oh, yeah, Sac
Sports 1140. As they've already announced it, and you can rock the card show on Saturday. They'll have some more information on that here right on the station. But I brought out the Big Hurt, dog. That's what I went. I said, let me just go Frank today.
Okay. You know, and you talk about Oakland, and we'll dive deep into this with Bip Roberts coming up at the bottom of the hour. But when it's all said and done, whether it's 5 years, 10 years from now, there needs to be a documentary on what happened in the city of Oakland to their sports franchise, whether it's an ESPN 30 for 30, something. Because how do you lose three franchises like that in the span of a decade, basically?
I have no clue.
You know, but here's the thing, Jay.
And it might need to be like a Netflix five-piece doc.
Right. It really, like, and you know, it reminds me of, like, the Pac-12 conference almost.
Ooh.
Like, a lot of people drop the ball. You could blame John Fisher, and he takes a lot of the blame. But I wonder, city officials, this is a stain on them, too.
Absolutely.
This is a stain. Like, you know, and I understand John Fisher is hell-bent on going to Vegas, you know, new market and everything like that. But as a city official, to lose the Warriors, to lose the Raiders, and now on the cusp of losing the Oakland A's, something ain't right. Like, heads got to roll. I don't know what needs to happen, but this is – Oakland is a proud city. You know this, Jay. And the thing about Oakland, and I'm great friends with Mark Spears. That's my guy. And we've hung out in Oakland before. Oakland is more than just what you see on TV, what you see at the games. The fabric of Oakland, the energy of Oakland. You need to put your boots on the ground in Oakland to really experience it. You can't experience it from 30,000 feet above the air. You can understand it. And so it's a little bittersweet for me today, and I would imagine for you, and I want to hear from Oakland A's fans out there, 916-339-1140. You got opening day. Your squad plays the Cleveland Guardians tonight, a game you can hear right here on Sactown Sports 1140. Are you excited for today? Were you looking forward to this day, or are you just like, you know what, it's just another day, it's some baseball on? How did you feel waking up about opening day today, Jay?
Yeah, today for me, it was second, what you said, second post. Normally, a huge baseball guy, like you said, for me, baseball brings spring, summer, fine weather, you know, love to get out there. Like you said, the smell of the blades of the grass. Yep. I'm always been, even when baseball, you know, it's been in its lean years, its down years, the last decade or so, really. But I've always looked forward to opening day. I'll even take it a step further, Drapes.
Yeah.
What excited me was pitchers and catchers reporting.
Yes, yes.
You know, it was like, oh, baseball's coming around, you know, pitchers and catchers. And so it's kind of like rookie mini camp in football. Rookie mini cap coming around. Uh-oh, here come the vets. We getting ready to have football.
Yep.
And so that's the same way. Today, man, I woke up like it was, what, March 28th, 2024, looking for some breakfast.
Right, just your
nothing
normal
major.
Routine.
Yeah, man, like, oh, okay, what are we talking today? Let me holler at Drapes. And that's pretty much how I looked at it. And it's unfortunate, man, because baseball is me. I am baseball.
Yeah.
But the A's situation, not baseball, and I can understand people being turned off by baseball, but my in-home, my family, you know, my Oakland A's, my fandom, it's turned me off the last two calendar years for the A's.
Right.
And to me, it's just another day, bro. Like, it really is, man.
Yeah, Dwayne Baker on the YouTube chat says, this is the first opening day in 45 years I'm not wearing Kelly and gold.
See what I'm saying?
Think about that. 45 years.
Telling you.
And, you know, I got a question, though, about that. John Fisher, yes, the hatred for him, what he's doing to the franchise. But also, you know what? I'm going to save this for Drape's Take. Let's take a break. I got something for you. We got Drape's Take coming up after the timeout. We'll check in with Bip Roberts at the bottom of the hour as well. I want to hear from you, Oakland A's and Giants fans. Are you looking forward to opening day? Did you wake up excited about baseball? Hit me up, 916-339-1140. You're listening to The Drive Guys here on Drapes and Jay back here on Sactown Sports 1140. You're listening to The Drive Guys. Coming up at the bottom of the hour, we got Bip Roberts, one-time All-Star, 12-year MLB vet, I believe, Oakland A, former San Diego Padre. Yep. That's what he is known for. He had some great years with the Padres. We'll check in with him. And, Jay, obviously a lot of people excited. Baseball is back.
Yeah.
And, you know.
Look to your right real quick, Drapes. Is Joe in there?
Yeah, Joe's in. What you got?
Check his jersey out.
What you got?
Check it. He's got to come into the. He's got to come.
What is up with the White Sox?
He's got a White Sox jersey on too, man.
Is he in the shot?
Yeah, he's in the shot. Look at him, man. He's socked out
with these White Sox jerseys. Are you from Chicago?
He is.
Oh, all right. That's good.
He's a Chi-Town guy.
Now let me ask you this: You woke up excited for today? Baseball is back. Were you excited for opening day?
Yeah, the excitement will be there for like a couple of hours. Then I see how they're playing.
Right. And that's the thing, Jay and Joe, that I was going to get to before the break. I think depending on what market you are in,
yeah,
that's how you feel about baseball.
Yep.
Baseball to me, basketball a little bit. Baseball to me is the one sport where you know from day one, your team ain't going to make it.
Truth.
You know what I mean? Your team ain't got no shot.
I ain't got a shot this year.
You ain't got a shot.
Yeah.
Oakland
A's
don't have
no shot.
Don't have a shot. And so how do you get excited when you know the Dodgers got the $300-400 million payroll, whatever it is, $200-something million. Like when your team can't compete with these heavyweights out here.
Yeah.
It's always the hope in Chicago. That was the hope.
Right.
That was the mindset of the Cubs fans. I never picked a side. I was always in the middle.
You're a Chicago fan, which either
That's
one,
it.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay.
White Sox are always just kind of disappointing. And then they'll surprise you.
Right.
So, you know, it's a surprise until mid-June, July. Then we figure out who's actually in it.
Dang, I didn't know the White Sox were that bad last year.
Oh, yeah.
61 wins?
Yeah.
Wow.
We got distracted by how bad the A's were.
Right, around here. Yeah, exactly. Exactly. But that's what I'm saying, fellas. You know, I woke up, I get it, I'm excited. You know, baseball is back. We're going to talk about it with Bip Roberts. But you look at the White Sox. You look at the A's, the Royals this year. Like, they don't have a shot.
No shot.
And so in those cities, how excited can you get? And so we talk about John Fisher and the Oakland A's and what's happening. But even without that, like the product on the field doesn't get you excited anymore, right?
Yeah.
And so you combine those two, it's like, and we're going to ask Bip about this. We got the Oakland A's on our air later tonight at 7 o'clock, pregame at 6, but it's just hard to get motivated and excited about this year for them.
Yeah, you know? I agree. I think I had to show Joe some love because he had his White Sox situation in there, man.
Joe, make it happen on the digital side for us.
Yes,
he gets everything done. Appreciate you, Joe.
Yeah, I'm with you, Drapes. I mean, it's hard for me to get excited, and I really like it. And I know we got to knock out Drapes' Takes, but I think throughout today, one of the things I definitely want to have a quick conversation is you know, baseball is not dead because of the market contracts.
Right.
The market contracts, the market deals, through the roof.
Yeah.
Like, these dudes are getting the Yankees, Red Sox, Dodgers. Like, these dudes are getting almost close to $1 billion for what they make, you know, locally. And I think you make a great point, wholeheartedly.
It depends. And here's what's interesting, Jay, and I'll get to Drape's Takes in a second. Make sure you hang on for that. But, you know, I got people still out in Boston.
Of course.
And
Philly.
Philly. Those are my people. And I will say, when it comes to the Red Sox, and one of the news stations did a story on this. Now, they interviewed man on the street.
Okay.
They couldn't name one Red Sox player.
Really?
Like, yes.
And that's interesting.
And that's the Boston
Red
Sox.
Yeah, that's interesting.
But I say that because I think you look at the Red Sox last year, 78 wins. You know, they were out of it. They didn't make the playoffs. And so, if your team's not winning, How much excited are you? How excited are you? Like, for instance, I know there's some excitement for the Giants, and we're going to talk about Farhan coming up in just a little bit. He came through at the midnight hour and saved because
yes.
he didn't do anything early on, December, January, mid-February. But all of a sudden, then you go out there and get Snell. You go out get there and get Solaire. You know, you bring Chapman. Yes, mm-hmm. exactly. And so then, all right, at the ninth hour, the bottom of the ninth, he comes out and does something. But before that, there was a lot of apathy from Giants fans as well. And Jay, let's dive into Drape's takes because you might not like this. You might not like this.
Take it easy, man. Just take it easy.
But this brings me to a take I've had for several years regarding baseball. And Jay, you're going to hate me for this, but I'm going to keep it real. It's my take, not your take. The majority of fans that go to baseball games are not baseball fans. They go to games for the hot dogs. They go to games to put on Instagram. They go to games because it's a good time to be outside. A nice family event. You get to hang with friends. The majority of baseball fans inside the stadium don't care if their team win or lose, Jay. And I think that's the only sport of the four major ones, it's like that. What do you, that's my take.
I think I'm going to surprise you.
Really? Okay.
I kind of agree with you.
Really?
Because just what we're talking about, all Drapes, right. couple things. It's summertime. It's springtime.
Yeah.
It's great. The kids are out of school. It feels like one thing about baseball, it just feels happy when you're right. outside. Like, you know, how many times you grew up, man, I'll just go to a ball game. You go to a beautiful park, like you go see the River Cats.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
then and you know, you're on the grass, you throw out a blanket, you got your family yeah. there, your child running around. Like you said, you go get a River Cat dog yep. and you're doing well. And you know why? It's because baseball, as you just said, is actually for me the last sport that's affordable because there's so many games, it's not $200 a ticket everywhere
right,
you
right,
go.
Right.
Now, again, you go see the Yankees or you go see the Red Sox yeah. or the Dodgers, you know, but even then you have big ballparks, right?
Yep.
Just sometime 50, 60,000.
Yeah.
But it's still affordable. Like you can still go hit the bleacher seats at Dodger right. at Chavez Ravine and pay 30, 40 bucks, right?
Yes.
The last year I was down in L.A., I had season tickets for the Dodgers through my job. I didn't want to go to none of them games. I'd care less about going to see the Dodgers.
Yeah.
But as I was looking at face value, I'm like, man, these things ain't but like 40 bucks a pop.
Right. That's
affordable, Drake.
So, my take was viewed, supposed to come off as hate on baseball, but it's actually what makes baseball great.
Yes.
Is what you're telling
for
me.
For me, it does, yep.
Yeah, no, I've never thought of it that way. I just thought, you know what? People don't care what happens on the field. They just want to be out there with family and friends. But if I'm baseball.
You sound like my wife and my daughter. Like,
really?
We go to the game. Man, they're on the phone. Right. They taking pictures. They up in the stands. I'm like,
true,
nobody
want
to see Chris Davis in a home run.
Right. It's but true, yeah. dude. And I say this because I think come playoff time, that's different. That's different. You want to see your home team win. You want to see your squad win. But when it comes to, you know, opening day, mid-April, like when I take my family to a game, and mind you, I'm not an A's fan. I'm not a Giants fan, so it's different than me. But I wonder if it's because it's 162 games. Now, when you get to the playoff push, last month of the season, then people there are on the edge of their seats, hanging on every pitch,
sure.
hoping their team wins.
Yeah.
But because it's 162, and this one game really doesn't affect the entire season, I think people just go and just for the outing of it, to
yes.
say they've been to
yes,
a game.
I agree with you, man. Again, I think it's very affordable. And I say that tongue-in-cheek. Like, listen, taking a family of four, and we always say four, to a ball game is not just like you're paying $50.
Yep.
But compared to the NBA, compared to the NFL, for sure, college football, like it's to me the easiest game to go to because minor leagues and things like that. And you go to a Stockton Ports game, $10, $12, man.
Really?
Yeah, chump change.
Right. But you're not going to see the Stockton Port.
No.
You're going because it's an event.
Correct.
You want to get outside. You want to hang with your family and friends. That's all I got today for Drapes Takes. It's brought to you by Alsco Uniforms. Discover why it pays to keep clean with Alsco Uniforms. Checking on this Giants game. Logan Webb, our guy, Rockland Zone, on the dish. Oh, he just gave up first run. So it's Giants 1, Padres 1. We talked about the Oakland A's. Probably they're going to be out of it, right? They're not.
No, they're not.
They're not in playoff.
Yeah.
What do you make of the Giants, though? Because I'm listening to Alan Stiles. I'm listening to some Giants fans, and they think they actually might be halfway decent.
Man, they fooling, they say. Right? You know, you asking the wrong guy. Man, these guys, it look good, sound good, right. Feel good. You're not beating the Dodgers. The Dodgers have just overpriced them. So they just put Will Smith some more money in his pocket yesterday. Yeah. And albeit, you know, the Dodgers are going to do it intelligently at this point where they'll space that money out. They're giving them like $400K the next couple of years, not even millions.
Wow.
And then they're going to pay them $11 million, you know, four or five years down the road. Of course.
Okay.
You know how the Dodgers do it.
Yep.
$700, but you're only getting $50 up front.
Right.
We'll pay you the next, you know, down the road. I mean, these dudes are printing money from Spectrum, which is who houses, you know, the 570 Fox, who's the station down that way. They print money for
printing
the Dodgers.
Money. Right.
It's easy work down there, man. People, as you said, are invested in the Dodgers from day one.
Damn.
They're invested. Like, we're looking for a championship or bust. I you know, follow a lot of my guys back from Los Angeles, and man, these dudes are pumped just like it was week one of the NFL.
Really, they ready for
it. They ready to go.
Yeah, and you know, and we got somebody on the text line, hey, Johnny K and Antelope. I'm excited to see what this new look Giants will do this year. And I feel like when you look at the Giants, I don't think they're going to challenge the Dodgers per se, Jay. But can they be this year's Diamondbacks? You know?
I'm a hater.
Can they be better than the Padres?
I'm a hater, so I'm going to say no. And I respect – I come into the conversation saying that I'm a hater. I'm going to bring it to the table. Like, I got no love for them. But I'm going to say no. I just don't see it in their staff, their pitching staff.
You're not high on Logan Webb?
I like it, but Blake is still coming back. Blake is still coming, trying to, you know, figure it out. And when you really – I know they're very excited for the new lineup.
Yeah.
Right? Like, I'm a Matt Chapman guy to an extent.
To an extent.
Yeah. Like, I thought they gave him away a couple years too early, but I think now he's on the backside.
Yeah.
He's on the backside of what he's doing, you know?
Yeah. We're going to have Bip Roberts coming on in a couple of minutes, and I was looking at CBSSports.com, and they have bold predictions for every MLB team this year, and the one they had for the Giants, and this was shocking to me, Jorge Soler will not hit 30 home runs this year.
Yeah, that's interesting.
That's interesting.
Because of the ballpark. It's got to be the big ballpark.
Right?
Yeah.
Well, and I was shocked to find out, like, their first sentence of that says, the Giants have not had a player hit 30 home runs since Barry Bonds in 2004.
Dude, that
Think
ballpark.
About that, bro.
You coming off the left side in that ballpark, good luck.
Yeah.
Like, you really have to get a hold of something. I've always said this. If you are a gap-to-gap guy, and it's very rarely in baseball anymore. You know, on run, because everybody is launch angle and
big,
analytics.
Chicks dig
the long ball.
Yep.
But if you got a gap-to-gap guy, and I remember this was 4 or 5 years ago, Billy Hamilton was like all the new rage. It's a little longer for him when he was the new rage. But he was on the back end. He played for the Cincinnati Reds, played center field, lefty, kind of a slappy type cat. Like, that was, and I don't know why his name popped in my mind, but I remember when he didn't make it for the Reds and he was kind of bouncing around, I was like, that's a perfect guy for the Giants. If he could hit his weight, which is okay now. Like, if you get 275,
that's,
you know, almost.
Oh, please, that's.
That's Hall of Fame nowadays, almost.
Nah, you're right.
But get on, steal some bases, go gap to gap, turn those doubles into triples like he had speed. He'd be a perfect type of cat.
Yeah, we'll talk to Bip Roberts coming up in just a minute. Talk to him about opening day, about the Oakland A's situation as well. You're listening to The Drive, guys. It's Drapes and Jay here on Sactown Sports 1140. Hey, we can let this play the whole song, bro. We can let it.
You know, Bip is on. We got to go town business right now.
Yeah, yes, sir. Oaktown's finest. Bip Roberts joining The Drive, guys, here on Sactown Sports 1140. Drapes and Jay with you. Opening day in Major League Baseball right now. The Giants trailing the Padres 2-1. believe it's in the top of the sixth right now, I think I saw. Padres just got a couple of runs that last half inning, 2-1, top of the sixth. Let's bring in Bip Roberts right now, former All-Star, former Padre, retired as an Oakland A. Bip Roberts joining us, Oaktown's finest, always representing Oakland. Bip, what's up, man? It's your boy Kyle, man. Drapes, thanks for jumping on with us.
Kyle, and you know what? I heard that pumps in a bump, and I just thought about the last time I hung out with Hammer, man. You know, he's about to go out on tour, right? And the thing about it is, he still moves like he used to move.
In what way, Bip? Because that could go a couple of different ways. What way Hammer's still moving like he used to?
You know how guys that are about our age try to move and they can't move and it's slow motion.
You see that video of Genuine, right?
Slow motion spinning.
I get you. Bip, man, I appreciate you. Give me one Hammer story real quick. You grew up with Hammer, Oakland, obviously. Give me one Hammer story.
When we were in high school, Hammer played for McClymonds High School. He played shortstop, and he was a year older than I was, and I played shortstop for Skyline High School. And that day I had three hits. He had none. He said, I think you're going to be All-City, and I would have been All-City, but I won't be this year.
Dang.
Bip took it from Hammer.
Yeah, exactly, right? He got the one up on him on that. Bip, but what does opening day mean for you? You still get some chills and still get excited at the popcorn, the sound of the bat, the fans. You still get excited on a day like today?
It's a celebration. All day long, I've been flicking back and forth to every game that's on. And then the Padres and the Giants came on, and of course I got to watch my Pods play, man. Mm. I know it's a lot of Giants out here, but I was down there representing the Padres, and every time we played the Giants, man, we wanted to beat them. And so I just one of those things. Opening day, everybody has the thought process that they're going to win a championship, but it's just going to take it's a lot of work to be. But the first day of the season, always one of those festive days, and I'll never forget that. I had a chance to play in 11 of them where I started, and I thought that was the greatest day I could ever dream of.
Bip Roberts joining us, starred with the Padres, had some great seasons with the Reds, and of course finished out his career with the Oakland A's. Let's talk about both local teams, the Giants and the A's, Bip. Me and Jay were just talking about the Giants and some of the moves they made late in free agency, late as we were getting ready to start the season, getting Blake Snell, Soler, Chapman. Jay likes that move. What do you make of the Giants, and can they get back to the playoffs? Do they have enough bats in that lineup?
Well, when you talk about the bats, when you add certain type of guys to that lineup, it just kind of elongates it. It allows you to have good at bat after good at bat. You bring Soler over, you bring Chapman over. And now you start looking at, we got two veteran guys who, from the right side of the plate, can do some damage. And I think that's one of the things about playing in San Francisco is that a lot of right-handed hitters, they won't come there because it's a little cool at night and it's a bigger ballpark. And a lot of guys from the right side go the opposite way. But these are two guys who like to pull. So that's not going to bother them as much. So they're going to fit right in. And I think when you have Logan on the mound and you have Snell, you got a good lefty and a good righty. So anytime you go in to face a certain team, they're going to have to make those adjustments against a good sinker baller and a guy who can throw the ball 90-plus with a good slider, changeup, and curve. So they're going to make teams work this year. They're not going to be a pushover. We know it's a long season. Team has to gel because they brought these guys in a little late in spring training. But Chapman, wherever he goes, he's going to fit in. Mm. And Snell, wherever he gets the ball, he's going to make sure that he gets it across the plate.
Bip, I'm a lifelong Oakland A's fan, and I hate to hear you even say some positive things about the Giants, but I know that's your job, that's what you do, and I know Bip is super positive. Let's kick it back down to SoCal. You talked about the Padres real fast. Padres, Giants, Dodgers, they're kind of all in that. Dodgers has separated themselves, but to me, and of course the Diamondbacks are there. Do you see the Giants fighting for a playoff position against those Padres and Diamondbacks?
I think it's going to be real tough, man. I made the statement almost 12 years ago now that the Dodgers would dominate the West, and they did. And so I'm going to make this statement again. The Dodgers will dominate the West. It doesn't matter what the Padres do It doesn't matter what Arizona does, and it doesn't matter what the Giants do. They don't have Mookie Betts. They don't have Ohtani. Mm. They don't have Freeman. And they don't have so many guys that when you look at that team, they spent over $1 billion for this team.
Right.
I think we all want to know is, can you spend $1 billion and win a World Series? We already know they're going to win over 100 ball games. But the bottom line is that if they don't win the World Series championship, that's a bust when it comes right. to the Dodgers. You know, when you look at Arizona and they continue to improve based on, you know, having another year's experience and understanding, hey, we're good enough to get to a World Series. We're good enough. We know we can play. So they're going to have that hunger still because they got a lot of young guys who are still trying to prove themselves. The Padres, what can you say, man? Manny Machado, I got a chance to talk to him in spring training. I just love that kid. And of course, I'm a former Padre, so I like my pods. I like to believe that they're going to have a better record than the Giants at the end of the season, all based on the talent that they have and the ballpark they play in down at Petco where the weather is nice every day. So I just see those three teams being the top three when you talk about the West. Now, anything can happen. There could be some injuries. There could be some pitchers who are not throwing like they're capable of when it comes to the Giants, the Dodgers, the Arizona, and the Pods. And the Giants could be right there to catch that. So it's a long season. Those are my three favorites. But I know the Giants, they're going to come to play.
Bip, as we continue to talk about this, you know, I'm listening to you. And basically, it sounded like you could just buy a championship. And I know the Dodgers have come up short in recent years, you know, but I look at the Padres, they've invested some money in it. Like, when you look at those teams, the Dodgers, Padres, what do the small markets, what can they do to compete with these guys? You know, I hate the fact, and we started off our show today talking about Major League Baseball, to me, seems like the only of the four where you know from day, like we know the Oakland A's ain't going to get it done this year, Bip. Let's keep it real. We know, you know, the Chicago White Sox, who Jay is rocking, ain't going to get it done. What can Major League Baseball do to have a little bit more parity to give some of these smaller market teams hope?
Well, we didn't know Arizona would make it.
Yeah, back. Yeah, they came. Yep, I give you that.
They showed up and showed out. So I think the bottom line is that there is a team sitting out there that we haven't talked about, that we've overlooked. And that will be the team that you'll think about it later and say, man, I should have bet a little something on that team. You know what I'm saying? But yeah. You weren't thinking about them because of all the money spent by the big market team. Mm. See, like right now, look at what Baltimore is doing. Mm. You think about, wait a minute, man. These guys, man, they might have a shot. Because what we saw last year, we didn't expect that. I didn't expect it. Even though they had some of the best minor league players in all of baseball. They brought them up, sort of like Houston Astros have done. They brought all those guys at one time, and they became a juggernaut. And now when you look at Baltimore, you're saying, hey, man, they might have a shot. Right now they're just whooping up on the Angels. Mm. You see, this is day one, but this is how they will play all season long. So, yeah, I mean, hey, it just depends on what you have in your minor league system. Is this the capable talent that you have that could go to the big leagues and perform on that level? And that's where scouting and what you want to do as an organization comes to effect. Do we have the right players for our organization that's going to get us to the top? And you see right now, Baltimore has that right now.
Joined by Bip Roberts, NBC Sports Bay Area analyst, one of my favorite guys. He trained me, Kyle, at a camp.
Really?
in my up and coming career before I got to college and so on and so forth. So I got love for Bip at a camp. But Bip, let's kick it over, man, to your hometown, Oakland A's, my favorite team. Everything off the field, we'll leave that there. On the field, is there absolutely anything for me to get excited about?
The lawman, Lawrence Butler, man.
Okay. Mm.
That boy has put on some pounds as far as weight is concerned. He's got more confidence. He was one of the best in the minor leagues. He came up last year. He is definitely a talent. And then when you start around, you say, Noda, play. Rooker now understands how to play a full season through the ups and the downs. Allen at shortstop makes the play. What I'm trying to say is that all of these guys last year went through growing pains. And started to understand what the big leagues were like, how tough it can be day in and day out. And I think they learned from that. And because of that, what we always like to say is it takes 3 years for you to become a major leaguer. You can get to the big leagues, have a cup of coffee, and go back down. But I think these are the guys that have come through the organization that are here to stay. They're going to prove to you why they're in the big league. Now, that's one of those teams you say, man, B, don't tell me you think they can make the playoffs. I'm not going to say that, but I'm okay. going to say this. When you come to Oakland, it's not going to be an easy win like it was last year.
Mm. Bip Roberts joining us. Bip, you know, I'm listening to you, and we know the cloud hanging over the organization with the Vegas and maybe where the team's going to play next season. As a player, how much do you think that affects guys? Does this what happens off the field, organizational-wise, affect the players on the field?
I don't even think they're worried about that. Mm. I think these guys are so young and so hungry. They're trying to keep that Oakland on the front of their chest right there. They don't want it to say Las Vegas. And I mean that as far as the AAA is concerned. They don't want to go back to the minor leagues. These guys are thinking about staying focused on what they have to do. Now, if you ask them a question about it, I'm sure they're going to answer it. But that's not their entire focus. Their entire focus is to make sure they put up some good numbers so that they don't get sent back to the minor league. I just see these guys as I went down to spring training and watched them and talked to them. I just see how they've really matured in this league. You know, when you lose over 100 games and it's your rookie season, it's something you're not going to forget because it leaves a bad taste in your mouth. And then when you say, okay, how did I do against the league? You have to go back and look and say, okay, I started to improve at this time. I started to understand what I was actually doing. I started to have success. That's what's going to carry over to this year. And it has nothing to do with what's happening off the field. It has to do with how the coaches meet you where you are. They get there early. They get you out there for extra work. They're working on your defense, working on your hands. They take you up in the cage and start working on your swing. So the work ethic is there. The talent is there. Now you need the results. And I think they're hungry, and so I think they're going to get better results than they did last year.
Bip, I've had the opportunity to have you on the show before and ask you about your thoughts on, you know, the A's potentially leaving out of Oakland and what it means for yourself. So I'm not going to end with that today because it's opening day. We're saying happy thoughts. Something I haven't been able to ask you over the years and something I always like to ask my fellow infielders, give me your top two or three cats who had the saucy hands. Like you were great with the hands, man. But who were two or three people that you looked over to your left or your right and you're like, ooh, mean, you know, Omar Vizquel type hands. Like he's got some good palms.
You just said it. Omar Vizquel was that one. Like, oh my, did he just make that? Did right. he catch the ball in his hand or did he catch the ball in his bare? What did he just do? It was incredible. And then Barry Larkin.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
D-Lark was sweet. D-Larkin had some of the softest feet and the ability to get to a ball that you didn't think he could get to. And I think even though he was in the Hall of Fame, a lot of people still overlooked D-Lark. But B. Lark was one of the best players that I had ever seen. I guess I'm partial to shortstops, even though I was a second baseman, third baseman. You know, Gary Templeton was one of my favorites. Ozzie Smith was one of my favorites. All these guys had range, they had hands, and they had something to throw with, man. They were some of the best athletes in all of baseball.
Bip Roberts. Bip, we appreciate you, man. Great stuff. As always, best of luck this season. And, you know, you need to take me and Jay out to see a hammer show or something like that. You know, come on, man. I'm from Philly, Bip, but I knew about MC Hammer. I rocked with Hammer back in the day.
Hey, man, I rocked with a lot of his boys. Man, we're just excited about him going back out on tour because I think a lot of people had never seen Hammer, and now they're going to see him a little more mature. But like I said, he can still move the same way.
Still put on the show. Bip, we appreciate you, man. Take care. Thanks for jumping on with us.
Hey, man, appreciate you guys. Thanks for having me on.
All right, Bip Roberts right there as we continue to talk opening day right now. The Giants trailing the Padres 2-1, bottom of the sixth. Dodgers up on the Cardinals 6-1. We'll bounce back, take a short break here on The Drive Guys, Sactown Sports. Drapes and Jay here on Sactown Sports, 1140. The Drive Guys take you up to 6 o'clock where A's pregame begins. They take on the Cleveland Guardians. Right now, the Giants trailing the Padres, the Dodgers leading the Cardinals here on opening day. We'll get back to baseball coming up in just a minute, but at the top of the hour, we got the legend Derek Harper, who does Mavs games down there in Dallas, an analyst for the Dallas Mavericks TV side of things. He'll be jumping on with us as we get you ready for tomorrow's big must-win game for the Sacramento Kings. And, you know, Jay, one of the things I was thinking about as we get ready for tomorrow, and, you know, I'm on Twitter, and I'm seeing all these coaches out there, so-called coaches. Oh, Mike Brown needs to do this. Mike Brown needs to play this guy more minutes. Harrison Barnes needs to take the ball to the basket. And it got me thinking, what adjustments do the Kings need to make, if any, leading up to tomorrow's game? You know, is it more minutes for Chris Duarte? Is it more minutes for Davion? Is it for Domantas Sabonis to take more shots? Do we need more Keegan Murray? I want to hear from you guys out there, 916-339-1140. I want to start on the offensive end for the Sacramento Kings. I think what you need, and we don't do this enough, I think, when you look at the Kings. I watch other teams all around the league. The Lakers do a great job of it. You know, the Golden State Warriors have done it at times too. We need to start hunting out Luka Doncic and Kyrie Irving, putting those guys in action. Those guys are resting on defense and then torching us on offense. Kyrie's in the corner guarding Keon Ellis. Luka's in the other corner guarding Harrison Barnes. Maybe we run some actions to get Luka guarding De'Aaron Fox. You know, that's barbecue chicken if that happens. And I'm going to ask Derek Harper about that coming up at the top of the hour. I think offensively, and I've said it at times, this Kings team is too reliant on the dribble handoff, on the high horn set, on running it through Domantas Sabonis. What's interesting, Jay, when the Kings are at their best in late-game situations, it's not that offense that they're running. They're a completely different team. Malik got the ball in his hands. De'Aaron got the – but for the first three quarters, it seems like we're, so lack of a better phrase, slave to the offense. No, fellas, hoop. I feel like at times, and we've seen it with Domas the other night against Dallas, he's waiting for something to happen instead of going out there and making it happen, Jay.
Yeah, I will agree. I think if you're saying it in this way, Drapes, and correct me if I'm wrong, you're saying it as sometimes you do have to just kind of throw the basketball out there and let people play, you know, let the players play compared to calling sets and running things.
Right.
But I can't agree with you more when it comes to Luka and Kyrie. Those are two blanks on the other end on the defensive side for the Mavs. As you talked about it, they were hidden on Tuesday's game. They were on Keon Ellis. They were on Harrison Barnes. And for me, the easiest thing to do is when you see a guy like Kyrie, you know, switched on Harrison Barnes, HB got to go get it, man.
Right. Yes.
You have to run that, like you said, that DHO or that pick and roll or that pick and pop. Like, you have to figure something out to get Luka on his feet and moving back and forth, you know, laterally. Same thing with Kyrie.
Yes.
Kyrie doesn't want to be out there playing defense. He doesn't want to play, you know, he doesn't want to guard De'Aaron, because if he was about it, he'd be sticking him. And so I'm with you. Some kind of form or fashion, I need to see, as you asked, a change. I need to see an adjustment for the Kings to pick and choose against Luka and Kyrie.
Yes. And to your point about Harrison Barnes and Keon Ellis. And let me ask you this, too, and it's a follow-up here. I agree with you. If HB is being guarded by Luka or Kyrie, he got to go get that.
Abuse him.
Go to the bucket, put him in the weight room, whatever. But do we want Keon Ellis doing that?
No, but I think the one thing about it is, and this is just a Luka thing for me, you know, we've heard earlier in the season. Now, look, it's 10 games left in the season for the Sacramento Kings. I'm not saying Luka's out of shape by all means, because dude is a professional ball player. He's playing 30, almost 40 minutes a game, averaging.
He got to be in some. He's in some
absolutely.
Shape,
But we are at the point to where, you know, so every night is different. And you know this, Drapes. When you wake up, you feel better some days. When you wake up, you feel a little worse some days. We don't know how it is, but I'm going to at least test it. If nothing else, I'm going to put you in the blender once or twice to see if you slide a foot today. If you fast as you normally are, you know, I'm looking for the advantages all the time. And I'm going to put it in motion to see where you are. And I would like to see Keon, even if nothing else, be a decoy. Run around.
Moving
get
it.
Your Steph Curry on. You know, jump. Right. Get your Reggie Miller on.
Yes.
Get active.
Yes.
And let these guys chase you around. And maybe in the fourth quarter, that may be the difference between a jumper, a free throw, you know, anything that could be of significance.
No, you're right about that. We'll talk with Derek Harper, Mavs legend, Mavs broadcaster, about last Monday's or Tuesday's game, excuse me, and tomorrow's game, a must-win for both teams. You're listening to The Drive, guys. Coming up next, Derek Harper here on Sactown Sports 1140.